wise and powerful, sharpening two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing the center of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, to critic of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So do show yourself approved unto God, a workman who is not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Open to the doctrine of patience. We'll pick up around page 2 of our notes here. The local church, which is the assembly of believers coming together in specific geographical locations, is the divine design for believers to grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The local church is to be the pillar of support of the truth of Bible doctrine. This is made possible through the filling ministry of God the Holy Spirit and keeping Bible doctrine at the forefront and center in regards to all that the local church engages in thoughts, actions, words, etc. in this regards. And the fact that we are here in our proper capacity to grow up in Christ, behooves each and every one of us, once again, to make sure we're in fellowship, isolate the sin nature. We have the rebound technique to facilitate this aspect in regards to our Christian life, to place us in a proper state of spirituality and be predisposed otherwise then to assimilate the truth Bible doctrine undistorted of the human viewpoint of the SGA. So with that in mind, we'll give you the opportunity to rebound as we start with our usual customary word of prayer. Father, for all that you have provided for us, we thank you, especially for your plan that you revealed to those who are positive. We ask once again this morning that God the Holy Spirit will enlighten us to the truth of your word with respect to our own volition, seeking to know and understand you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, resuming here under the principle of patience. Patience is the virtue, the ability, the determination for the individual to endure in this life without complaining, to drive, if you will, to persevere even in the face of conditions that are otherwise antagonistic or not based on righteous conditions. So patience is an outstanding virtue, one that of necessity must exist in regards to the Christian life. The virtue itself is ascribed to God in the form of an anthropopathism. It illustrates God in His perfect timing and implementation of His plan in regards to the history of mankind, underwritten by grace and mercy. God is patient towards all. He provides grace for all to come to grips in regards to any population they may have in God's plan for their life. But as we know, His patience is not inexhaustible. And after a certain allotted amount of time, individuals will then be accountable and held accountable in regards to how they responded to God's patience with respect to their lives in that regards. And it is the principle of positive volition that begins at the salvation adjustment, which looks to the seeking, the perseverance of seeking by the individual to have a relationship with God in that respect. It is then maintained and build up through the rebound and maturity adjustment to the justice of God. It is a virtue of God the Holy Spirit. It is the fruit of the Spirit that produces it. And it obviously is developed by testing that goes on in life, our acclimation, the ability to faith rest, and it eventuates in maturity. It is a result of Christ in us, or Bible doctrine resident in our souls, our human spirits, in our thinking in regard to life, recognizing that God has perfect control in regard to our circumstances, situation of life, and letting Him intercede on our behalf rather than to respond under the energy of the flesh, trying to make things happen, train things out, regardless of our own lives, otherwise. Now, where we left off with Roman numeral 7, page 2 of our notes, which here deals with specific categories that should have patience, especially in their part witness of the life, in the authoritative role. Obviously, a pastor teacher of necessity must have patience. An impatient pastor teacher is a pastor teacher that himself will seek to engage in energy of the flesh rather than let God work his miracles in the lives of individual believers of growing up spiritually and make an application otherwise. 1 Timothy 6:11. Pastor is obviously to keep everything in proper perspective. They cannot be driven by a monetary grid. And Timothy is exhorted by Paul to flee from these things. Verse 11, you man of God, pastor is God's representative in this respect. And what he is to pursue otherwise is righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance. That is only possible through patience, maintaining and staying the course, and gentleness. 2 Timothy 4:2. The number one priority for the pastor, the communicator of God's plan, is obviously being prepared to teach Bible doctrine, to proclaim the word, verse 2, as exhortation is charged upon the pastor Timothy, to be ready in season and out of season. Not always does the pastor emotionally or physically feel like studying, feel like getting up and teaching Bible class after Bible class. Obviously, the layman can have a sense of feeling as maybe the drive and repetition in regards to coming to Bible class might wear on some. But believe it or not, the pastor does have his struggles in this regards, in maintaining his discipline with respect to his office. So, and when one doesn't physically always feel good, if God gives you the ability, the prayer ought to be thank God to give you the ability to once again teach the truth of Bible doctrine in that regards. So in season, out of season, to reprove, refute, rebuke, to give ample warning for those who are otherwise maladjusted to doctrine, exhortation to hang in there with great patience and instruction. That patience goes beyond, generally the norm is to be great patience, to recognize believers, as we all should, are where they're at based on their own volition. If Bible doctrine is not going to cure the illness, then how is the pastor otherwise going to fix things? And pastors, again, I've seen it happen, want to play God in people's lives rather than let Bible doctrine be his guide ultimately, behind the pulpit and otherwise in application with respect to others. So great patience is exhorted in regards to the pastor, recognizing the church is going to do what it's going to do based on the volition that exists. And apart from, again, the corporate assembly and management of the church in that regards, actually the pastor's hands are essentially tied. You all have your own will. You make your own choices in life, whether they're good choices or stupid choices. And as it is with a parent in regards to children that leave the home, you know, they've accepted that responsibility It's now their choice in life what they decide to do. B, the church as a whole is to maintain the virtue of patience in its corporate witness, Revelation 2:2. In regards to the church at Ephesus, which is representative of the early apostolic church, the Alpha Church, if you will, of the church age. I know your works, verse 2, as Christ declares, and your toil, the labor, and perseverance, the patience, and that you cannot endure evil men. Part of patience comes in regards to the application of separation and not allow negative volition to influence the individual, the church here, corporately, in regards to Bible doctrine and God's directed will otherwise. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. The only way to do that was to bring forth the doctrine that they had been given by the true apostles to test the integrity of the other individuals claiming to be at the same level or authority. So that's how you test people. How does it line up with God's word in regards to what they claim to be? And then verse 19, in regards to Thyatira, I know your works and your love and faith and service and perseverance, continued pushing on of the church in spite of, if you will, the antagonism and darkness of Roman Catholicism that has sought to oppress the true church during this period of time, that your works of labor are greater than at first. And then 3:10, in regards to the Church of Philadelphia, which is an adjusted church, and the message is sent because you have kept the word of my perseverance, of my patience, my endurance, of waiting upon God, waiting on Bible doctrine to work His power. I also will keep you from the hour of testing. A promise with respect to the faithful apostolic volition in the church age of delivering the church from the tribulational period. That hour which is about to come upon the whole earth, the whole world, to detest those who dwell upon the earth. That verse is about as clear as it gets in regards to the church not going into the tribulational period. It's testing that comes upon the whole earth. What other period of time does that occur? Apart from possibly the Gog Magog revolution, but obviously that's not in view. See, the other category specifically mentioned are older men or elders. Those who might assume and have a position of authority in the church or tenure that others would look up to in regards to their time and grade of Bible doctrine. An older man in the exhortation to Titus are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in the sphere of love, that's divine love, in perseverance or patience, in the sphere of patience. Roman numeral 8. Patience avoids a knee-jerk reaction to negative volition prospering and scheming that effectively shuts down faith rest. Negative volition, the world, the cosmos in general, people that operate in this realm, obviously seem to do what they set out to do and seem to prosper in their agendas. And positive volition in fellowship, applying Bible doctrine under faith rest, does not let these things distract them or cause them to overreact in regards to their own impatience, seeking to rectify the situation, whatever it might be. And otherwise, when one does that, you cease to employ faith rest, the faith rest technique that coincides with patience. Psalm 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That's our faith rest technique, which is one thing to overrule the SGA and say, okay, I'm going to wait. It's another thing, as time marches on, to maintain, sustain that attitude as time, circumstances continue to mount up, build up pressure against the SGA. But we are to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Negative volition doesn't have interest, truly, in the spiritual well-being of others around it. Therefore, their agendas in life, the direction and mode of life, is not going to be compatible with the positive adjusted believer otherwise. And we cannot get wrapped up in these things. It's easy to do, especially with technology. You know, the shows of the rich and stupid, the huge yachts that they own, jets that they own, all this money. You go, where the hell did all this money come from? We're in an economic depression here. You got people that have more money than Carter's got pills. Literally. Great merchants of the end time, this is going to be a real pressure in regards to believers living in the last days. The rich around them that are bringing upon them undue suffering, undeserved suffering, economically and otherwise, as they manipulate the economy of nations and things of this nature, as they're pulling the strings, making our money, literally, charging us interest to use it, all these things. And while you'd love to see someone get in and try to corral all this and put it back the way it's supposed to be, it's probably not going to happen in our lifetime. Even those who tend to get some voice also give indication that they're going to be tied in to a certain degree. Because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. See, wicked schemes to these, a schemer. To promote an agenda to gain an advantage. So we are to keep our eyes on doctrine, recognizing God's going to take care of us. And while it may not be with gold jewels and the high life, in time, it will be more than amply made up in regards to our phase three for what we've endured and not allowing these things to cause us to crash and burn spiritually, to flake out in regards to Bible class and things of this nature. Roman numeral 9, the royal family is to have patience towards all men. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. As representative of a model church, the Church of Thessalonica, the exhortation continues in regards to these saints and their witness to those around you, verse 14. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the unruly. Make sure Bible doctrine is the standard, and those who are going to rebel against it, that they are given ample warning, obviously, as appropriate. This is not a license to meddle in other people's affairs. Encourage the faint-hearted. We all have our times. Even the strongest believer has their time. John the Baptist had his time. Spiritual stature, no one any greater than that man. Jesus himself proclaimed that. But even he had his time to strengthen his faint-hearted. And that's what Christ sent Bible doctrine back to do. And that's how one is strengthened and encouraged. It's through doctrine. It's not through a human viewpoint, a molding in regards to things. Even though one may have compassion and sympathy with respect to one's testing. But the real encouragement comes through inserting Bible doctrine. This is the doctrine. This is where you keep your eyes. Don't get distracted from this. That this is your staple. This is your lifeline. See? Help the weak. Those who are otherwise weak in doctrine or even under physical circumstances. Be patient with all men. People have STAs, even believers. Oh, really? Believers have STAs? Just live with one for a while. You'll find out. Yeah, we all have STAs. We're all different areas in our spiritual growth. And we all have our personal battles to deal with. We have our different areas of STA, if you will, strengths, where the STA tends to manifest itself more, where that area may not be the same and equal across the board. And we are to be patient with one another and to be more than willing to forgive and to move on in life on behalf of Paul's volition, continue to express itself and fulfill God's plan for their life. We are, if you will, a family. And as there are families that essentially make up this local church, you understand the conditions that are involved regards to families. It's no different within the assembly. And we may have our STA times. It may offend. But when you think about it, short of obviously physical assault and things of this nature, criminal activity, it's all petty in regards to dissensions, bickerings, and arguments that go on in the local church. It's all petty. Your STA is going to try to convince you it's more than that. It's going to overinflate the problem. The STA loves to do that. But when you strip it down, you put it in its proper perspective under Bible doctrine and how this is truly going to affect somebody's spiritual advance, only by letting your STA rule is it going to adversely affect someone's spiritual advance. And the aspect of friendship camaraderie is all important. Otherwise, maintain the bond and bind as we all seek to stay the course and become prize contenders. And if your eyes are not still on the prize, then your eyes are not in proper focus and perspective in regards to living the Christian life. That's what it's all about, see, in that respect. So, be patient towards all, to persevere, to endure, even when offenses come real or perceived. And to take the high road of grace and make the application, rather than becoming vindictive and spiteful and revengeful and things of this nature. That's not becoming of a polity of the just believer operating under divine love. You can't find anywhere in the scriptures that says to do that. Now God says, back off and give me some room. If they're really out of line, if they're really antagonistic and going to bring harm upon, I'll deal with it. See. Otherwise, we have our proper protocol in regards to legitimate complaints within the church to follow. And it's outlined real clear for us in regards to accusations, etc. So clear that we even have it instilled in regards to our own constitution of this local church. So patience towards all. And that means people at work, people at school, people even that are negative, you see. Recognizing that they don't have the doctrine that you have. Doesn't mean that you compromise. It doesn't mean that you cater. That you just recognize through Bible doctrine, you know, where people are at, etc. Roman numeral 10, lack of patience is a sign of negative volition or reversionism. A consistent pursuit of energy of the flesh. That's a disregard in regards to positive volition towards Bible doctrine, application of it, and waiting upon God. In regards to the Hebrew Christians, you have need of endurance. Endurance that comes through patience under their severe testing. Testing that we probably will not have to face in this life as Jews would attack their Christian counterparts in Israel, etc. Rob them of their jobs. Go in and actually take their property, if not physical harm. We know how far they would go via Saul and the Pharisaic group of persecuting Christians, etc. And the Hebrew Christians are in dire need of buttoning up their belt buckles and girding themselves in strength to continue to endure in the face of these types of persecutions. And they had need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. To hang in there in spite of the antagonism that they're facing otherwise. And that only comes through keeping Bible doctrine at the center and focus of their thinking, isolation of the SCA, and just keeping their nose to the grindstone in regards to their own spiritual advance. There's an aspect of living the Christian life. You've got to have broad shoulders to a certain degree and let things go, especially when it's not anything of that importance. And words never have been. Words never have been. And if you're talking with legal, financial, economic, physical, things of that nature. But words have never been that important. The old adage, sticks and stones, they're going to break everybody's bones, are they? No. The only word that has any importance or should have any importance in regards to any circumstance or situation is Bible doctrine. Now that word will break your back. But otherwise, in regards to the negative side of things and human viewpoint attacks and things of that nature, it's nothing. So, Roman numeral 11, patience is antithesis to arrogance. To fail to faith rest, to try to engage in the energy of the flesh to fix things on your own, pursue the details of life and relationships and all these other things. Nothing but a form of pride, a form of arrogance. Ecclesiastes 7:8. We've read this in one of our earlier classes. The end of the matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. Roman numeral 12. Patience of the believer appeals to God who responds to our needs. Employing patience that is satisfying to God, it's acceptable to Him, and ultimately He will respond favorably on our behalf. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. Getting in fellowship, looking to God, to intercede on your behalf, to give you direction and guidance via God the Holy Spirit in life, secures a healthy prayer life for us, and God is inclined to respond favorably. Roman numeral 13, patience is one of the characteristics of true love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 7. Under the principle of divine love, love is stripped of the emotional modeling approach. Love is patient. One of the virtues of divine love is patience. As God is patient towards us, so we should be patient towards others. It's also kind and it's not jealous. It's not jealous. Things that people have, what they are nothing but physical accoutrements of life. Why be jealous over that? Love is not jealous. Love is acclimated and oriented to the niche that they have. How they may appear or even look. Acclimation and orientation in that regard. You know, we live in a society that constantly hammers physical appearance and importance of it and puts it on a pedestal. Working out every day of your life going to get you the prize. If you're doing things in fellowship, obviously in moderation, SQ3, these things are not going to get you there. The real beauty of individuals is in their souls, is in their persons. And don't be surprised if there's people with more severe handicaps physically and otherwise that put other people that are considered good looking and adeptable in regards to success in life to shame at the banquet. These things must be kept in their proper perspective. Do not be jealous. We are commanded to share in our sufferings and share in our joys as a family, as a royal family. And that is a proper call of application of doctrine. So it's one of the characteristics of true love. Verse 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Roman numeral 14, patience also has a phase 3 application to the church. Now, even though not in the rapture, maybe God's will for some to depart before, or if you lived earlier in the church age, we are commanded to continue to be patient and waiting upon God. Romans 8, 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. B, it is commanded as we wait on God's perfect timing in this respect. James 5, 7 and 8. Again, be patient as the agricultural metaphor is brought forth to teach this principle of patience. Therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord, behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, upon the volition to manifest itself, as we have recently brought out in exhortation in regards to God's patience on benefiting positive volition. See, looking for the precious produce of the soil. God's plan is all about positive volition manifesting itself, bearing forth the soul, bearing forth his desire to seek and know God. be impatient about it until it gets to early and late rains. Bible doctrine is that which stimulates the manifestation of positive volition and bringing it forth. You too, be patient. Strengthen your hearts, your soul, literally. For the coming of the Lord is drawing near. As every minute passes, we're that much closer. Even if it's another few years down the road. So it's commanded as we wait. And again, see, it is characteristic of the model church. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Verse 2, we give thanks to God always for all you, for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope. That's patience in the truth of Bible doctrine. To stand fast in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. 2 Thessalonians 1:4. So it's a virtue that Paul the Apostle can really appreciate in regards to local assemblies. In 2 Thessalonians 1:4, therefore we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance, the endurance that comes from faith, rest, and patience to Bible doctrines, and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. They had their own sets of tests as a church. And they continue to endure. You have perseverance and endurance put together as a result of patience in their corporate life. Roman numeral 15, patience and testing. Patience must accompany testing. You will going to be successful in that area of your Christian life. Romans 12, 12. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation. Devoted to prayer. All these things will go hand in hand. Persevere during our tribulations, our testings in life. Testing perfects patience. Romans 5, 3. It hones it, fine-tunes it, if you will. In regards to our Christian life, and not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, our common human problems of tests, knowing that the tribulation brings about perseverance or patience. And then you have the building metaphor once again in regards to the Christian life, similar to what we saw in Peter, with perseverance, patience, proven character. One develop a strong character seen as one of integrity before others. You build it on patience and testing. People look and go, how in the world did they deal with that? As calmly. And, you know, some people look at it and it just looked like they just flew right through it. And trust me, they had their times. But the application, and it gives proven character. How you deal with your tests is evidence of what you're made of spiritually. And with proven character, hope. That's confidence. Confidence. Expectation, not a wishful thinking, as we might construe hope today, that term. It's confident expectation. Expectation in the truth of Bible doctrine, because hope does not disappoint. See, verse 5, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Dissimulation of Bible doctrine and fellowship. Then, James 1, 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. B, doctrinal precedent encourages patience. Romans 15:4. For whatever is written in earlier times is written for our instruction, that through perseverance and encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Patience of waiting upon the truth of Bible doctrine coming to fruition in regards to its own application in our Christian lives. So doctrine is what encourages patience. SDA is what discourages it. C, a reward is associated for enduring undeserved suffering. That's being patient towards circumstances or people in a way of suffering that is undeserved. For those who are willing to persevere and endure otherwise, be patient in those sets of circumstances, God will lessen in phase 3. 1 Peter 2:20. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. And undeserved suffering can come in many forms and fashions. As you seek to stay on the glory road, to stay the course, and evil exists around us. So, reward is associated for enduring undeserved suffering. D, the believer must endure all things for positive volition. Be patient in all realms of life. 2 Timothy 2:10. For this reason, I, Paul, endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen. What one may have to go through in regards to their niche, on behalf of service to one another for our positive volition, to maintain the ministry at hand in perspective, and ensuring that everyone has opportunities that are positive to fulfill and run their Christian life appropriately before God. And Paul says he endures all things for the sake of those who are chosen, who are in the category of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with an eternal glory. Glory obviously comes about in regards to eternal life and all that it has to offer in this respect. And then compare 1 Corinthians 13:7. Again, bears all things. Regards to the concept of divine love, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. For the sake of Bible doctrine and stay in the course. And finally, Roman numeral 16, fellowship in patience. Romans 15:5. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. Revelation 1:9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation, the kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. All right, come back to the text.